With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Authorities are beginning to look at the timeline of Wednesday night's collision of an Army helicopter and an American Airlines passenger jet that killed 67 people near Washington, D.C. Aviation security analyst Alan Deal says Reagan National Airport has always been busy.
Controllers who work that airport are particularly, they're selected because they are good. But still, we need to look at things like fatigue on the part of controllers, the manning levels in the tower.
In a video statement, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the military is investigating.
Senior level aviation team, an investigative team from our Aviation Safety Center, was deployed last night and already is in Washington, D.C. to investigate what's going on. We anticipate that the investigation will quickly be able to determine whether the aircraft was in the corridor and at the right altitude at the time of the incident.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump plans to follow through on his threat to impose 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada. He says tariffs on Canada and Mexico are coming Saturday.
I'll be putting the tariff of 25% on Canada and separately 25% on Mexico. And we will really have to do that because we have very big deficits with those countries. Those tariffs may or may not rise with time.
He cited the influx of illegal immigrants at the southern border, the flow of fentanyl into the United States, and the trade deficit the U.S. has with its neighbors. A California poultry giant is shutting down a turkey plant and laying off hundreds of workers. The company did not say whether the closure is related to the avian flu outbreaks that are impacting poultry farms across California and other parts of the country. This is SRN News. Apparently, abortion is an organ value.
That's what Governor Tina Kotek says in a post on social media. The Democrat vows to protect abortion, transgenderism, and illegal immigrants, listing them amongst, quote, organ values. The governor is reacting to executive orders from President Trump that seek to curb DEI, the LGBT agenda, and open borders. Republicans are blasting Kotek's pronouncement, saying that she has a warped view of what the state's values really are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A trial over North Dakota's ban on so-called sex change procedures on kids is underway in Bismarck. Three families and a pediatric endocrinologist alleged in a lawsuit filed in 2023 that the law violates the state constitution. Then Governor Doug Burgum signed the ban, which includes an exemption for kids who were getting hormones before the new law took effect. This is SRN News. Well, the Senate confirms former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum as Interior Secretary. Bob Agnew reports.
As Interior Secretary, Burgum is expected to ease restrictions on domestic energy production. He told the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee earlier this month he sees energy as critical to his two top priorities, national security and the economy. Enough Democrats supported Burgum's nomination to make a final confirmation vote a mere formality. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S. officials approve a new type of pain drug designed to eliminate the risk of addiction and overdose associated with opioids. The Food and Drug Administration approved the pill from Vertex Pharmaceuticals for acute pain that often occurs after surgery or injuries. It's the first new pharmaceutical approach to treating pain in 20 years. Netflix is greenlighting a reboot of Little House on the Prairie. The series will be based on the classic novels by Laura Ingalls Wilder. More details at SRNnews.com.